If you just joined us, I'm Dave Radlauer. The program is Jazz Rhythm. My guest is Chris Vonk, who grew up in Holland at the time when Peter Schoepert was one of the hottest musicians in Holland and was in the process of forming the Dutch Swing College.
You can say that when he joined that group, it became much, much hotter than it had ever been before, yes.
So then it was sometime, and we're not clear exactly, I get it, on the sequence of events, but shortly after the liberation in May of 1945, the European liberation, there was the formation of the Dutch Swing College as a performing band.
Right. And they started out playing for the American forces in Germany. They did it for a number of months, and I think it was about August or September 1945 that they returned to Holland, and then they played regularly at the meeting place of the jazz club of The Hague. We met in a restaurant, a bar.
And what was the response to their music?
It was wildly enthusiastic, yes. Very enthusiastic following, mainly of high school students, I would say. There were always jam sessions afterward, and you could sit in, and I did it all the time, yes.
One thing I do want to be sure and cover is there's really a break in the history of the band. It happens around 1955, 58, change
right.
of personnel.
Yes, yes.
How did that come about?
All the frontmen, all the wind players, they were all students at the Delft University. By this time, they were all graduating and they started careers in their chosen field. They could not keep up the schedule that the Dutch Swing College had because they were very popular. They played all over the place. They played till about 1960 on a limited schedule. And then Peter Schilperoort, who had been an engineer in the airplane.
I believe he worked for Fokker Aircraft?
Yes, right. That was extremely dull work for him because, of course, you don't get to design the top-of-the-line airplanes right away. He had some...
Designing rivets or something.
Yes, or ashtrays or whatever. So the rumor goes that he spent most of his time with the waitresses in the cafeteria. When Peter Schilperoort came back and wanted to go professional full tilt, the other people could not keep up with that schedule. and they had to drop out. Some of them stayed with him, like Jan Marks. He was studying law and indeed became a lawyer later. Dick Descartes, yes. Yes, he was a fine trombone player. And he got them from radio orchestras.
There's some very outstanding recordings in these 1960, 61, yes, early 60s sessions.
You notice that they sound much more virtuoso than they did in the
The arrangements are quite crisp. And
right.
Let's talk about these tunes. First, we've got Peter playing clarinet on Carry Me Back to Old Virginia.
Right.
And then followed that, we've got two clarinets. This is something, again, we find quite often in the Dutch Swing College.
Yes. That's a Weary Blues. Is that the mm-hmm. next one? Right. There was another clarinet player, Jan Marks. I knew him very well. I played a lot with him before he joined the Swing College. He also played saxophone. He had an alto sax at that time. He became very agile on that clarinet, maybe more so than Peter himself.
Well, the two of them certainly play very well together.
Yes. Yeah.
Finally in the set, we have the band's theme, signature tune.
That's Way Down Yonder in New Orleans.
And that will conclude this set of the Dutch Swing College from the 1960s.
Thank you.
Those are recordings of the Dutch Swing College from the 1960s. You can hear very much the Chicago influence there. The first was Carry Me Back to Old Virginia, Peter Schilpert playing clarinet. Then we turned to the Weary Blues with two clarinets, the hot solo work of Jan Morx and Peter Schilpert. On Jazz Me Blues, Schilpert played the baritone sax. And finally, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, the band's signature tune.
Thank you.
Shake It and Break It with the band's senior member on cornet, Bert DeCourt, where it was with the band for a decade in the 1960s and 70s, and then later rejoined in 1999. And we heard Kid Ory's lovely Savoy Blues, baritone saxophone on those, by Peter Schilpert. And we've been hearing Chris Vonk looking back fondly on his tutelage and long friendship with the redoubtable Mr. Schilpert. There'll be more when we continue next time studying the Dutch Swing College. Their multilingual website is www.dutchswingcollegeband. That's all run together as one word, dutchswingcollegeband.nl, which stands for Netherlands. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, specializing in transfer and restoration of rare tapes and discs to digital. At the Jazz Rhythm website, you'll find sound clips, pictures, links, and articles about early jazz at jazzhot.bigstep.com. Finally, here's a recent rendition of the Dutch Swing College theme, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.